Today, I am proud to designate you the youngest ever United Nations Messenger of Peace with a special focus on girls' education. And this is the official designation.
A burst of applause followed UN Secretary General's address as he named Malala Yousafzai a UN Messenger of Peace. Antonio Guterres said it was an emotional day for him as he praised Ms. Yousafzai for her simplicity and courage to bring education to people in the most difficult places, particularly in refugee camps.
It is an enormous pleasure to have you as our messenger for peace. You are not only a hero, but you are a very committed and generous person, and a person that has this fantastic quality, a Nobel Prize recognized everywhere, and you keep the same simplicity, the same open way to deal with all of us.
Malala Yousafzai became an international symbol for the fight for girls' education after surviving a gunshot wound to the head while riding the bus to school on October 9, 2012. She was widely known for speaking out against the forced closure of girls' schools by the Taliban and had received the Pakistani government's highest civilian award in 2011. After surviving the attack, she and her father co-founded the Malala Fund in 2013 to bring awareness to the social and economic impact of girls' education and to empower girls to demand change. Meanwhile, during the designation ceremony, Ms. Yousafzai recalled the first time she delivered a speech at UN headquarters.
I'm really honored to be the messenger of peace. And I stood here on the stage almost 3.5 years ago, when it was my 16th birthday and it was my first appearance after the attack. And I stood here and I gave my speech and I told the world that education is the basic human right of every girl and that no child should be denied this right. And I stand here again today and say the same thing.
She is the first messenger of peace designated by Secretary General Guterres, who took office in January. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.